This is Dakota Daybook for September 27th. Beginning in a field near Wing, Apple Creek meanders 65 miles before flowing into the Missouri River near the University of Mary in Bismarck. In 1885, residents considered the creek a recreational spot, although it could often be dangerous. Some declared that crossing the Apple Creek Bridge after dark or with a shy team of horses by daylight could be perilous. Others called the bridge inadequate and insufficient because it was too narrow for farm machinery. Here's a sampling of stories from 1885 that involved the creek. J.H. Rickerts discovered a mammoth snapping turtle weighing 63 pounds. It became a rare and royal banquet. H. Fink and E.S. Beardsley, railway postal clerks, had been hunting in the creek bottoms when they came across some wild grapes. While picking and eating the fruit, Fink accidentally shot himself and died. On this date, four society belles from Bismarck and their chaperones completed a week of rural and romantic bliss while camping in the shade of a gold-leaf thicket. Travelers passing by the so-called Camp Newt were hailed by a bright bouquet of Dakota's fairest roses and heard the bells' laughter echoing across the murmuring creek. Another event that year involved a wagon and a team of horses owned by Thomas Foster. The team and wagon had gone missing, but were later found in the creek. The horses had drowned, possibly precipitated into the water by fright. And did you know that the government stocked bodies of water with fish back then? The fish car era involved shipping live fish by rail, and in 1885, the fish train brought 60 carp for Apple Creek. This carp distribution was declared one of the many wise and commendable movements inaugurated by the government. But today, carp are considered an invasive species in most of the world. Livestock still occasionally drown in the creek, but not with a wagon attached. One can camp at Minocan Grove nearby, but not on the banks of Apple Creek. The creek is now better known as a place for kayaking, fishing, hiking, and hunting. Its banks also feature the Apple Creek Country Club and Minocan Indian Village, a state historical site. Today's Dakota Daybook, written by Cody Goring. I'm Ann Alquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.